Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, fellas? Welcome back to Combos Over Cold Brew with me, your host, Emma Abrahamson. Today we're talking to Morgan Pearson, who is an Olympic triathlete hopeful. He ran for the University of Colorado Boulder and was multiple-time All-American there, ran the 5K, and then he transitioned into triathlon back in 2017-ish, 2018. He's had a very impressive triathlon career so far, and he is gunning for the Tokyo 2021 Olympics, so I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to Care Of for sponsoring today's episode. Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. All of Care Of's products are formulated with good for you clean ingredients that are backed by science. Basically, you take an in-depth 5-minute online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, lifestyle, health concerns to help you address your specific wellness goals. It's like getting a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist, all without leaving your house, and your recommendations come in daily, individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting back into a routine. Not surprisingly, I was recommended vitamin D, which makes total sense because here in Portland, it doesn't get sunny in the wintertime really, so I need the added vitamin D to my diet, and that also supports bone health. And then I also was recommended ashwagandha, which supports muscle strength and recovery, so I just love how it's tailored individually to your own lifestyle. It takes about 30 days for your body to adapt to new nutrients, so right now is a great time to update your vitamin wellness routines to help support your immune system this fall. If you guys want 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code COLDBREW50. That's for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code COLDBREW50. Now let's get straight into the episode. Morgan, welcome to the podcast. I know you're really excited to be on. I can sense it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, okay. First of all, can we get a rundown of who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name is Morgan, and I'm 27, and I live in Colorado, and I'm a pro triathlon athlete for the U.S. national team. So that's like my job and my life. I started the sport in 2018 and with the goal to make the Olympics, and the Olympics were canceled. So that's still my goal.
Yeah.
They were postponed, hopefully.
I bet they'll happen next year. I have good faith. Yeah. I mean, things are happening now, like races are happening. So I feel like,
yeah, I hope so too. I think there's a chance they'll happen.
There's a chance. Well, that's all you can train for right now, so you might as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were obviously a runner. Well, I guess people don't know that, but were you like a triathlete before you ran?
No. So I ran at University of Colorado and graduated in 2016. But I swam in high school. Swimming was kind of like my first main sport. I started in like third grade or first, I can't remember, it was just a long time ago. And I never did try, like, over the summer when I was maybe like 15 or yeah, like 15, I think I did one, or well, I know I did one, or with some of the lifeguards I worked with, but I wouldn't say I borrowed a bike from a friend, and I wasn't like I trained for it really, but yeah. So I was more of swimming, and then I picked up running in high school. So I had a good background for it, but it was still pretty new.
Yeah. So you graduated in 2016. Then what were you doing for the 2 years before you started doing triathlon?
I ran post collegiately for a year, like a year and a half, I guess. First I was unsponsored, but then I signed with a shoe brand, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like a goal that I had in college, and yeah, so at first I was working a bunch, just like making it happen, supporting myself with, like, I was tutoring and working as a swim instructor, and I worked at Macy's on the weekends, which is not fun, but toughened me up. And yeah, then I got a sponsor, and I ran. Unfortunately, I got hurt, and I mean, it all kind of is connected in how I started triathlon, with getting hurt and being the swim instructor and that sort of thing. But yeah, that
So
was my.
were you just like, all right, maybe I'll try triathlon now because I keep getting hurt?
Well, I was so like I to be honest, I was kind of like after college. I mean, I was working like three or four jobs. I mean, they weren't full-time jobs. It was like 40 hours a week, but it was just like I just was like focused on training. So I kind of like instead of it was probably not it was probably stupid. Like I probably could have gotten one job and done it and ran and been fine, but I had no direction, no one telling me what to do. So I just like started working these random jobs and trying to make it work. And it was like it honestly sucked. Like it was really hard, and
Well, I feel like that's what a lot of runners have to do.
yeah, and like I was training by myself, which was at the time it was actually fine because I had all these jobs, and like I kind of like would get in the training when I needed to, but it was just tough. And so my actually I was like, okay, maybe like I knew my friend Matt McElroy. He was a triathlete, and my uncle, like, I didn't follow it, but I kind of knew about it. And my uncle actually suggested that I reach out to USA Triathlon just because, like, he knew I was a swimmer. And he's like, well, you might be, like, better off doing that than doing what you're doing right now. Because my uncle, he lives in Denver, so he was pretty close. And he was like, what are you, like, you're doing all these jobs. And, like,
What are you doing? You need to do something
yeah.
else.
So I kind of started reaching out to them. And they, so I was just, I didn't even like, I wasn't expecting much. I was just like, oh, hey, like, I've run this time. I figured my times in running weren't good enough, but I was like, I'm not a good enough swimmer. I never bike. So I didn't really think they'd be into it. But yeah, so then, like, but then, ironically, I started swimming, or I started running, like, really well right around that time. So then that's when I got a deal. So then I was like, well, I'm just gonna run now and train till like the 2020 trials, try to make the trials and stuff. But yeah, so they were still recruiting. They started like recruiting me heavily, and like I kind of forget what your question was. But yeah.
Wait, did you go the CRP route or were you?
Kind of.
I
I
don't
mean,
even
I
know how triathlon is structured in that way.
yeah, I mean, I kind of like yeah, that was a bit that was like they were recruiting me, and they were trying to get me to move to like the CRP people, but I just was like, to be honest, I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, with all due respect, like they didn't, every dude that went to that, like every male that went to that team basically like wasn't that good, or like hadn't performed well when they were there. And I just was like, it doesn't seem to like why would I go there? Like it's a great, like it seemed like a great like situation. Like they took care of you and they gave you housing and like everything was taken care of. So in that sense, it was like that's really nice. But like at the end of the day, like my goal isn't to be like training at the high level. Like my goal wasn't to be like a professional trainer. I wanted to race well and do really well in the sport. And like I said, like as my goal, like from day one, was like make the 2020 Olympics. So I was like, I kind of like, but I mean, they were pretty nice to me, and they kind of supported me to go train with the Canadian national team. As I mean, so like the Canadian team is allowed five or six non-Canadians, and they trained in Arizona.
Oh.
So they were like, okay, well, I think they kind of understood. And I never was like, oh, like they've never had a good man, but
No, I mean, my sister was talking about it too. Just like,
yeah.
I feel like you're one of the first younger male, like American
Yeah.
triathletes that are has the potential to do really well.
Yeah, and so like it wasn't that I was like, and there was no knock on those guys or like even the girls, like I would, they're all nice, but I was just like, I wanted to do well. And so I actually, yeah, I started training with the Canadian team. I did a bit, they were actually in Colorado Springs for a trip like the like in October of 2017, and I went out there at the training center and just kind of like trained with them, and it was kind of a trial period. And yeah, I decided, I don't know, I mean,
To go your own way.
yeah, I did that, and it was yeah, it was interesting. I mean, I left after a year, but it was a good first year, I think, to do that.
Yeah. So what
And
are
I
you doing
had,
now? What's the training situation look like for you?
I train in Boulder now. I don't want to say by myself because I train like I have like I run with different people, I cycle with different people, I swim with different people, but I've kind of like on my own plan. So, and my coach is in Colorado Springs.
I was going to ask, who is your coach?
His name's Dean Golich. He coaches a couple triathletes. I don't know. He coaches Holly Lawrence. That's probably the biggest like
Okay.
named athlete that he coaches. I don't know what kind of people are listening to your podcast if they know
I don't
triathlon.
know. Hey, maybe some people know. That's why I asked who your coach was, because some people are more familiar. Honestly, more familiar than I am.
No, so I mean, he's good. I really like, I wouldn't, I really like working with him. So
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
he's
good.
good.
Are
I mean,
you part of Tin Man? Are you just an
no.
honorary member?
Well, like I don't, I was kind of like, I kind of like got the ball rolling, with the
Oh
Canadian team.
yeah, that's a good little tidbit there.
Yeah,
Get the
so
ball
like,
rolling.
yeah, exactly. So like when I trained after college by myself, I was being coached by Tom, the Tin Man himself. And like Drew came out and did a week here and we trained together. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm part of the team. No, I would say I'm not part of the team now, but like I don't know what they consider me, but
Well, didn't
yeah.
you race at Club Cross Nationals last year with
Yeah,
them?
well, I've raced
The
the
big
three.
dub.
Yeah, I've raced three times with the team for Club Cross. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, the first year we did it, or the first year we won, I would say I was definitely part of the team. Like, that's when Sam and Reed just moved out here, and Tyler Mueller started training with the team, who are like kind of
Yeah.
the original guys to move out here. So, yeah, that was definitely, I would say I was definitely part of the team. And then, I was doing workouts with those guys. Still pretty frequently,
Yeah.
until maybe this summer when I kind of was like, I just need to focus on my, yeah, I don't
Yeah,
know.
I mean, it's just a different sport, obviously,
Yeah,
so.
different sport. And those guys are so, they're such a big team now. It's like, it's different. It's not like I can jump in and out like when there's like five, like three or four guys, you know? So
It's definitely
I
more
don't know.
structured now, it seems like.
Yeah, which is good for them. And I mean, I had my best race, my best races, so it was hopefully good for me too.
Yeah, that's
So.
good. What's been the biggest change? Because obviously you were a full-time runner. What's been the biggest change for you with the triathlon training?
I mean, it's a lot more volume. It's a lot more, which I actually like. I'm pretty like not sitting still type person.
Yeah, you were a 10K runner, right?
I was more of a 5K guy in college,
Okay.
but I definitely ran a lot. Like I was over 100 miles a week for most of, like for my last
Oh
couple of
my
years of college.
gosh, I cannot
Gosh,
imagine.
yeah. So like I was always kind of like doing, like I was always like looking to do more. And I think I did a couple weeks of like, I think there's my, and it, I wouldn't say it worked out. Like I don't think I actually raced well, but I think I did like 10 weeks in a row of over 110 in my 5th year
Oh
before
my
King Cross Country.
goodness. Is that nor was that normal on your team,
No,
or
no,
is
no.
you
And
going
like
above and beyond?
I didn't race well that whole season. Like I did all right. I got all American and stuff. But it was like it was
I did
just
all right. I got all American. It's
well, I
fine.
mean, the year like I redshirted the year before because we did like we won and I was just like I could have made our top five for sure, but they didn't need me, which was kind of sick. And the
Yeah.
year before
Love
that,
that.
I was like 17th and I was like way, way better runner. Like 2 years later, all that train, like like the workouts I was doing was way better. It was just like I think I was mentally like I put too much pressure, and then like physically I was probably overtrained a bit. So Yeah, more is not always more, but in terms of triathlon, like there's no way around it. Like it's gonna be more than running. Like obviously I'm not running as much. I might run half that amount in a week, but yeah, I mean it's a lot more. And like I would say, like another thing is you don't really you got to get used to not feeling as good in workouts. Like I just kind of can't, like you just gotta kind of like run with
On
on
tired legs all the
yeah,
time.
it's like I mean not all the time, and like so, there's days your legs feel good, but like you just gotta expect like to not have these amazing, like it's almost like you hear these, like it's with running too, like you hear a lot of these guys like, oh, it's just you just have to do like B level workouts, like a lot of them, like it's almost like for triathlon you almost have to do like B minus C plus workouts, and just like because you're doing like also swimming and biking. So yeah, I mean it's been a learning experience honestly. Like this past summer honestly I think my mindset really switched, because I was like, oh, I need to run well, I need to be in like 28 flat shape in the 10K and be able to rip a fast run. But like I think being a really good biker is actually more important. Because like without getting too into it, but like you're basically like if you're more fresh, if you feel better running off the bike, like you're gonna run closer to your potential. And the difference between like a 28 flat guy and a 28:30 guy is like as a runner, that's huge, right? But if you're running like pretty close to your top and you're a 28:30 guy, you might run 28:45 if you're running, but if you're like in really good bad bike shape, you might, and you're a 28 flat guy, you might run over 29 minutes. I don't know. So like it just kind of like, especially with the lockdown and stuff, I just kind of thought about that stuff and talked to my coach, and
So you're just focusing more on the bike now instead of the run?
no,
Because I
I
feel like,
mean
go ahead.
I wouldn't say I would say I like kind of just like go through the motions a little bit in the run.
Well, I mean, I feel like you have the natural talent.
Yeah, well, and that was the other thing when I went club cross, I like basically trained specifically for, let's like I was still biking and running, but maybe like, or excuse me, biking and swimming. But maybe like not the intensity. It was just like easy. Maybe I bike like 8 hours easy a week, or maybe even less, and swimming like same versus like doing harder rides and longer. And I did really well at club cross with like 3, 4 hard weeks of running. So I was just like, okay, like that's not gone. It's just, it's not right. Like it's not like I just don't, like I said in the beginning, like I'm not feeling as good in every run workout. So I don't feel like I'm in this crazy run shape, but when I freshen up, I actually think I am in just as good of run shape. So
I
I
mean, if you're
don't
doing all the volume on the bike and swimming, it's like you're obviously you're getting in the workout.
Yeah.
Like you said, it'll just feel different.
Yeah, your legs just feel different, and it's not like all that running in college went away. Like it's still there in my legs, and it's not like I'm still running like 60 miles a week. So it's like
How many
I don't
hours
know.
a week do you train? If you want to
I've,
disclose the information
well, like
to all your competitors listening.
in a big week, it's probably like 28, 27, 28.
28?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's I've never heard that before. I haven't talked to that many triathletes. Is that normal?
No, I'd say I train a little bit more than other people. It's, I mean, I'll be honest, like my first two, like last season, my first two seasons, 2018, 2019, I was not that high, but I just was like I said, I was just like, I'm gonna start biking more. Like I need to just like be a crazy good biker. Like, so I just started biking 14 hours a week.
I saw you went on that 13-hour ride, or what was it,
Yeah, well, that
15-hour
was,
ride? I was like, what?
it was like 14 hours. Yeah, 400K. Yeah, that was kind of just
That
like,
is bizarre. I can't even imagine it. I've done like 3-hour rides. I'm like, that's my limit.
yeah, that was, well, that was like right after the Olympics got canceled or postponed or whatever. It was like a, and I was like my, like it was kind of fun, not funny, but it was almost like right as soon as these races started getting postponed, I had a flare, like my Achilles flared up.
Oh.
So I couldn't really even, I could barely run well, and like there all the pools were shut down, and like I was in San Diego with my girlfriend, so I was like, I didn't really know the ride, like the riding as well, and I just was like unmotivated and like kind
But
of
that's what
pissed
I was
off.
always like you're in San Diego. I was like, where do you even ride for 14 hours in San
Yeah.
Diego?
Well, I did loops, this like 70K loop.
It's like hilly.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was really hard. But basically I was just like super like I don't want to say unmotivated, but almost just like why, like questioning why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I
I'm
was
sure a
like,
lot of people were feeling that way,
yeah.
like
So
as
I
everything
just
was
kind of
getting
like was
canceled.
like I just want to like set a goal, and yeah, so I saw that some triathlete did a 300K ride, and I was like, all
Oh.
right, I'm gonna do 400K and just,
How to one up them.
yeah. So it was hard and it was a long day, but it was actually really fun. And yeah, so
You
that's
sound
not a,
crazy. You sound crazy doing a 14-hour ride and then just training for 28 hours a week. I feel like it doesn't sound that like you're like, oh, 28 hours, not that bad. But if you're,
yeah.
no one does 28-hour training weeks.
Well,
I think in
compared to
college,
the,
like, yeah, in college, I think I was doing like 7 hours a week.
yeah.
Maybe
Well, yeah,
10.
but you have to realize I've been like training pretty hard for a long time. Like in high school, I was like, I didn't run a ton. I was maybe running like 50-ish or like maybe 60, which I guess for even high school is not a small amount. But I would swim like, so I would like run. I'd get out at school at 2:30, go for do running practice, and then go straight to swim practice for like all of high school. So like, yeah, it wasn't 28 hours, but it was still like, I've been doing it for a long time, so
Yeah,
I
it
don't know.
just it sounds like you have the mindset to be a triathlete.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I definitely think I do a little bit, and even in running, like what I was talking about, like I didn't need to run over 110. Like it was actually really stupid. And
Was your coach? Was your coach? He gave you 110 miles, or you were like advocate for it?
no, I just like did it, and he was like, he
Oh.
told me I could do it. He's like, yeah, you can run 110, like and I mean, everyone knows like Coach Wetmore at CU is pretty like old school like that.
Yeah.
The assistant coach, Heather Burrows, was she wasn't so
See,
happy
so keen
about
on
it.
the idea.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just like at the time, like you're just like it's and it's like you just get used to it, and then you're just like, yeah, like it's just another normal week. So
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
But yeah.
now you're psyched up for 28-hour weeks, so that's
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
oh,
and
that's like
now the
literally a
thing is,
full-time job.
yeah, I mean, it's my, that's the other thing though. It's like my job. Like it's how I make my living, and so that in that sense, it's like easier, like, because it's not like every day I'm like, oh, I can't wait to do this 3-hour ride, and like, but you just, it's your job, so you do it, you know?
Yeah. Can you take us through a day in the life for you?
Sure. Yeah, so like like it's like running a little, where it's like each the days of the week are a little bit different. Like maybe like a normal day might be like wake up and do maybe like a six-ish mile run, pretty easy, and then maybe do a 3-hour ride, like kind of maybe like start at 11 or do a 3-hour ride with actually I'll do a over the summer, I was thinking about this one day yesterday, and it was intense. So I woke up, I did a 4-mile run with strides.
Okay.
Then I did a swim practice. It was like probably 5K. It was 90 minutes, maybe a little bit under 5K. That was at 11, and then I lifted at 1. So then I did so then at 5, there's this like 60 K group ride, which is like for people that don't know, a group ride is like a bunch of guys ride together, and like this one's a harder one, so like people are pushing, trying to get away, trying to break away, so it's pretty hard. And then I did right off the bike, I did a 4K like run basically all out, because this is like getting ready for the world champs in Hamburg, and there was no racing, so I had to do some race simulation. So I did like a 2-hour ride, pretty hard, and then the 4K. And that was like the hardest day, I think, that I've ever done, or one of
I
the
don't
hardest.
know how you can recover from that.
No, it was tough. Yeah, it was. I was like, I was definitely tired for a few days after that one. But
I can't
yeah.
even imagine running off the bike, like running off a group ride. Those group rides, I feel like, are frightening, first of all. I don't know how. I mean, I guess I watched your race in Hamburg or whatever on YouTube.
Yeah.
I've never seen ITU bike racing. That was my first time watching it. It looks
Okay.
frightening.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's a whole other thing. That's all their aspect. Like, I have to do the group rides because that's how our races are. There's drafting
Yeah.
and stuff. And like, you got to get used to riding near people. And honestly, like at first when you're a beginner, it is frightening. The more you do it, the less frightening it is. Like the less, like now it's like not that fright, like it's pretty chill for me. Maybe if
Yeah.
it's like a super fast descent, it's like a little bit like scary, but honestly, yeah, I just do a lot, and like that's something that my coach has had me do a lot because I am kind of new to biking and new to group ride. So yeah.
Yeah, take us through your race in Germany. Was that like your best race ever?
I mean, it was probably my best triathlon, at least. Yeah, it was definitely one of my top triathlon. I definitely made a lot of mistakes. Like, so the race, it's a for those it's a sprint distance, and that's a 750 swim, 20K bike ride, and a 5K run. So this was like the first race. I mean, this is the first race I've done all year, and they decided to make it the world champs because like.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Which some people were mad about, but I was like, oh, sure, let's do it. Especially because I was able to race.
Yeah.
But I think, so the swim, I had an all right swim. I think I was out maybe like 13th or 14th, and the field size is like 65. And that's generally where I get out. But the issue was I ran past my bike. So like they line up the bikes, and I have a red bike. And like four guys that were, I would think I was ranked like 16th or something. So like I was the 16th bike in the like in
Going,
transition,
yeah.
or like I was like the 16th bike from the end. So like I have this red bike, and it's kind of far. And you're like, you just swam 750. Like you're pretty tired. Like your heart rate's super high. So like for some reason, like five other guys in front of me had this very similar red bike. It might have cost me like placing much higher. I ran past my bike because I went to this other red bike,
Oh, no.
and I was like, "Oh shoot, that's not my bike." So then I turned around, got on my bike, and I missed the lead pack by like seconds.
Oh,
So
that sucks.
yeah,
Because
so the
in
lead,
ITU racing, you need to get basically in the front pack if
yeah,
you want to have any
yes,
chance of doing well.
yeah. So like the lead pack was it ended up being like 13 guys and or maybe 14 guys, and I would just like I don't want to say running past my bike cost me making it. It would have been hard regardless, because like but they so they got away, and there was 14 of them, and they kind of so by the end it was like maybe 10 of them, and they were so then there's they were off the front working together for the 20K, and maybe a bigger pack of like 25 of us kind of came together, and we were the first couple laps. It was a 6 lap course, I think. And the first couple of laps, I was on the front, like trying to catch the leaders. But it was quite hard taking poles. And I was at halfway. There was like three of us taking poles so far. So I just decided that I was done because I wanted to conserve myself for the
Yeah.
run. And I was like, well, at least I did. Like, I worked hard for half the race, and now I'm just going to try to, not recover, but save myself a little bit for the run. So I kind of went towards the back of the pack, and I don't know if that was a smart decision or not, because I stayed there, and then going into transition, it kind of strings out, and I got off the bike, and I was one of the last guys in the second pack,
Yeah.
and like that doesn't sound like a big deal, but like the leaders might be like 15 seconds. Ahead, like just the people that were in the my pack might have been 10 or 15 seconds ahead of me starting the 5K run, which I don't know, 5K 15 seconds is like
It's
kind of a
kind of a
big
lot.
amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had a really good run. For me, I got like I ran up and I finished eighth, and I think I had the second fastest run for the 5K, which
You
was,
picked off so many people on that run.
yeah. So there's some, it was a really good race for me. That was definitely like probably my biggest result. Obviously, there's like a little bit of like, I wish I made that lead pack. I was on like, and then like, I think I could have had a good chance. And then like, I wish I was a little bit closer to the front off the bike of even the chase back. But hey, that's racing, and like that's a huge part of it, like having that skill and awareness and confidence. So yeah, no, it was a good race. And yeah.
I didn't realize how close together ITU racing was. Like, everyone is
Yeah.
really close. And
No,
it's an
yeah.
hour-long race, so you would think that it would spread out a little bit, but everyone is literally, it's just
Yeah.
a giant packs.
No, it is. Like, I think I was like 20, like 15, 20 seconds behind the lead, the winner. And he was, and it, yeah, it was just, especially the men's race this past year. And it was a sprint distance. So, yeah, I mean, it takes 50 minutes, but it's really close near the end. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
So,
intense. What was your 5K time in that race?
I think it was 14:26.
That's very quick.
Yeah, so
After biking and swimming in on the roads.
yeah, so like the guy Alex Yee, I don't know, he's a really good runner. He ran like 14:23. Just to, I mean, he's run like 27:15 to 10K, and he ran 7:44 like 2 weeks before that race in the 3K. So he's
So he had
like,
some confidence going in.
yeah, so he's legit. But that just gives you some idea. Like, I mean, running a 5K off the bike, off a hard 20K and swimming versus just like fresh. It's obviously not like, you're obviously going to go slower. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. What do you think is the most important like leg of the triathlon? Or what's the best to be good at? Or do you think everyone should just be evenly talented at each one?
Let's put it this way. If like you, if you're like a super, like if you're an amazing biker, it really helps, because first off, like you can sometimes close the gaps on the, like if you have a bad swim, you can sometimes get up to the lead pack or at least the chase back. And then I would say if you're a really good biker, you also tend to run better off the bike, even if you're running. Like I was talking about a few minutes ago, like maybe you're like a 29 flat guy or like a 30 flat guy in a 10K. Like you, if you're like the really good bikers, like they can run pretty close to that off the bike. So I think biking, but I mean, obviously, if you're like a really bad swimmer, you're never going to be in the race.
Yeah, that's the
And
biggest thing with IT racing. I mean, that's something
yeah.
that my sister had a problem with was the swim. You can
Yeah.
never
So
get to
it's,
the bike packs in time.
yeah. So like, I would say if there's one to not suck at, it's swimming.
Not suck at. And that's one that people have a hard time with too. So I feel like it just takes consistency and getting in the water and getting better.
No, I mean, it's hard. Like, I mean, I feel like swimming, or excuse me, run, like most runners can pick up cycling. At least like from a fitness standpoint, but like swimming is a very different sensation, and
It's just
like
the impact is so different. I feel like runners usually aren't the best swimmers, and swimmers aren't usually the best runners.
yeah, exactly. So I mean, that's what, and like ITU, I think that's what makes ITU more exciting than like say Ironman, outside of who wants to watch an 8 hour race. But like the guys, like there's Ironman guys that are actually the not good swimmers at all, but there's no drafting on the bike, so they can just like make it all. And it's such a long bike
Yeah, you can just
that they
hammer
can,
away by themselves.
yeah. So I don't know. I mean, there's definitely guys that aren't great cyclists and still have good races, and yeah,
Do you see
and
yourself
like.
ever doing Ironman?
I don't know. I mean, I could do, I think I want to do one.
I
Like,
feel like you could be really good at that if you love training.
yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I'm just focused on like ITU and like the Olympic stuff right now. I don't know. I mean, maybe I don't want to like,
Say no.
yeah, I like, honestly, this would be my third season. I feel like I'm still so kind of new to ITU and triathlon in general, like
Yeah.
I don't know, like I feel like I have so much to grow in the ITU. Like I don't want to like be like, oh, I'm doing the Ironman, and you know, like I really want to focus on ITU right now, and maybe in a year, like I don't know,
Yeah.
maybe one day, but I'd say right now it's not on my mind at all.
Yeah. What is the selection process like for the Olympics?
So the Olympics, so they did have a kind of a quote unquote trials in 2019. It was at the,
Oh.
it was called the test event. And that was at with also it's actually at the Olympic venue. The same, I mean, they might change it a little bit. That's kind of what they're testing out the course to see how it goes. So they might, I think they might change it a little bit here or there, but like for the, it's generally like the Olympic course. And if we had finished top eight and top American, we would have gotten selected. I had the worst swim of my whole season, and I was in the last pack, and that was the worst race to ha for that to happen. But
Yeah.
hey, I don't know. This might
It
come off.
happens.
This come out. This might come off a little douchey, but no other American got top eight. So no, at least for the men. So no one got the auto.
Yeah.
One girl did. A girl made it. But so then we kind of have a, it's, there's a same kind of trials that they're having again, or at least they think they're going to have again next year in Yokohama, WTS. It'll be the same kind of deal if you're the top American, top eight. I mean, it, just because of COVID, I don't know if they might not even have that race and stuff.
Yeah,
So,
and then they just pick people.
yeah, so then if that re well, regardless of what happens, like, they will have to pick people. So, because if even if we'll at least have two men qualified, hopefully three. So even if someone qualifies that day, they still have to pick the rest of the team. So
Okay.
the week after they there's like a board of like three or four or five people that like pick the team based off like a list of stuff. I
Is
don't know.
it just off of the new US national team? Or is it like anyone that's doing ITU racing in the
I
US?
mean, if you're not like the national team, you have to qualify for
Yeah.
through results. So I would hope that like they don't pick someone like maybe, I mean, in theory they could pick someone that's not on the national team, you know, but
Yeah.
that would be a bit surprise to everyone.
Yeah. So do you think you're gonna go?
I hope so. I think I have a good chance. I mean, a lot can change, but
Yeah.
I definitely think I have a, I'm a contender. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I got
So
eighth.
when will you find out for sure?
May?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be excited to
I guess May.
watch those results.
I mean, yeah. Hopefully, like, stuff is like with COVID. I mean, I don't think it'll be perfectly normal, but ho like, I mean, I race in Germany, and there's obviously like the World Half just happened, and
Yeah.
London and stuff. So hopefully there's races, and we have our chance to qualify.
Yeah, for sure. All right, to close out the podcast, I asked people on the Combos Over Cold Brew Instagram for some questions for you. And so I'm going to go through some listener questions. First one, how many times a day do you shower?
I'd say twice.
Okay.
I try.
Do you usually have like two workouts a day, or are you doing all three?
I would say I do like three most days, but like I try not to sh like if you shower too much, it's like bad for your skin.
Yeah, it would really dry out your skin and like going in the pool all the
Yeah.
time.
So like a lot, like sometimes I'll like run and I know I'm gonna go swim, so I won't shower.
Yeah.
Or I'll like do an easy run and then go bike and I won't shower. So like in that, yeah, I try not to shower. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's days I shower three times, but I do like try not, like it's not like I'm like as soon as I finish working out, I'm in the shower. I try not to overdo it.
Yeah.
Gotta keep the good, gotta keep some decent skin.
Yeah. How do you find balance with training and your social life? Do you have one?
I don't really have a big social, like, I mean, a lot of my friends are like runners or triathletes, and my girlfriend is like, she's a pretty good runner.
Shout out Molly,
Yeah,
my old teammate at Oregon.
she says hi to you, by the way.
Oh.
So, I mean, she gets it, and like everyone, we're all like kind of in it together and like trying to be good athletes. I wouldn't say I'm the best like about like balancing that stuff. Still learning, but
You prioritize the training.
yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, it's my job, and
I mean, if you want to make the Olympics, you have
yeah,
to.
and
You
it's
have
like I
to.
only have so many years to do it, so
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know. I had a beer last week with some friends, so that was
My, no, you did not.
yeah.
Wow, wild.
Yeah, so but yeah, I mean, people we I have a little backyard and we sit outside and hang out, so I
Yeah.
don't know. I don't have to
That's
be that social
nice.
guy, but
As long as you can
yeah.
keep a good head on your shoulders, you can. That's really all
Yeah.
you need. It's not like you need a social life. Some people need more than
Yeah.
others, but.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, next question. What's the oldest you can be to still possibly become an Olympian? Or what's like, I guess,
In
what's the age range?
triathlon?
Yeah.
I feel like 36 would be the would be I mean, I don't know. I look back at some of the older, like the Olympics in like the 2000s, like 2000s, and there's like older guys. I bet like, I mean, if you're good enough, probably 36. Like there's a guy Javier Gomez, and he'll probably make it. I mean, he will make it for Spain, and I want to say he's 30, 35, and so he'll be 36 next year. And like, I don't know. I mean, honestly, that guy could probably make it in 4 years when he's 40. I don't know if he will,
Yeah.
but I mean, I'm not saying I'm doing it till I'm 40,
Hey,
but
I was just about to say, you got a lot more years left.
yeah.
How does your butt not hurt while on the bike?
I have a bike fit. You got a bike fit. You have a good saddle or seat. You have good cycling shorts. And if you're doing a really long ride, I use like the chamois cream.
Yeah.
That like, and then if you're doing a 400K ride, it's gonna hurt. So just
Oh my
suck up.
gosh, I don't know how you sat on a bike for 14 hours. I don't understand.
So,
What bike do
I've
you train on?
I train on a Ventum NS1.
I don't know anything about bikes, but if you're interested in bikes, that's what he trains on.
Yeah. And I do a decent amount of like cyclocross riding as well.
I saw that.
Yeah. So that's a specialized crux, but I mean, I prefer like riding the Ventum. It's more, I don't know.
Yeah. What shoes do you run in?
I'm sponsored by 361. So I basically don't really have a favorite one. Spire is what I've been wearing lately, but I just kind of trade out because I don't know. It's just kind of something I started in college. Not like just different types of shoe. Don't want your
Yeah.
It's supposed to be better for your
Yeah,
like
don't want your foot
mechanics.
getting used to it.
Yeah,
Always
exactly.
switching it up.
Yeah.
What is your number one advice that you would give to a junior triathlete?
I would say like practice skills and speed. Just like, and that could be like practicing your swim technique or practicing your bike handling or sprinting on the run. Like, I think it's easy to just be like, I'm gonna do my long runs and get in my volume and stuff, but especially ITU, like there's a lot of skill involved, and like, I mean, you look at the top guys, they're really, really like, they're skilled bikers, they have good swim technique and stuff. So you can always add more volume down the road, and you can always like train harder and do harder workouts. But like, if you're always working on skills, I think that's a good idea.
Great advice.
Thanks.
How do you ensure that you're fueling properly throughout the day? I feel like you must feel hungry all the time.
Yeah, I actually just started working with a nutritionist called like fourth discipline, like triathlon, the fourth discipline. So
Ah, very
that's actually been
nice.
that's been helpful. She Like I did a I did like I think I did like 5 days in a row where I literally took a photo of everything I ate,
Yeah.
and she basically like critiqued me and told me what to eat. So I mean, without getting too into it, just like fueling with carbs before workouts, and then when your muscles are fatigued, like you want to replenish with carbs, but also take protein.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I'm not a nutritionist, so I'm probably not the guy to ask, but
No, well, we had Matt, you know Maddie Alm.
yeah, of course.
Yeah, we had her on the podcast and she was very helpful
Yeah,
in
so
that.
go listen to that if you're really
Yeah.
that concerned.
Yeah. They're very popular episodes, but people are always intrigued into seeing what other people eat.
But when you train 28 hours a week, like you eat a lot.
Yeah, you must, I can't even imagine how many calories a day that you're eating.
Yeah, and I'll say like when I'm biking, if I'm biking more than 90 minutes or even running more than like an hour, I try to like take a gel or like
Yeah.
chews or even like bring like a cookie or something. So
Yeah.
I do think I am pretty good about that. Like you just, the key is like you want to be on top. You don't want to like run out and have to like be running at a big deficit.
Yeah, that sounds bad. Bonking is never fun, so
Exactly.
it's always better to be overfueled than underfueled.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my advice is when you're doing long training, stay, you just like take something every hour.
Did you have a hard time like learning how to fuel and work out at the same time?
No, not really. I mean
Just
the
you're just
sports
used to
nutrition,
it.
yeah, like the sports nutrition these days is just like so like easy on your stomach and like there's so many options. Like it's just about finding what you like and
Yeah.
the gel. Like I mean, I get sick of it some day. Like there's definitely days I'm like I'm over eating it, but I wouldn't say it's like hard on my stomach or anything.
Yeah. Okay, last question. What do you want to accomplish in triathlon?
What do I want to accomplish? Well, like I said, when I started, my goal was to make the Olympics in 2020. So I definitely want to go in 2021. And then, I mean, I think I can be competitive. I think I like, I don't know. I don't want to like sound too cocky or anything, but I would love to get a medal.
What? That's not too cocky.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's just there's a lot of good guys out there, and I don't want to sound disrespectful to them.
Yeah.
So like
Hey,
it's
everyone's shooting for a medal, I feel like,
exactly,
so.
yeah. But I mean, yeah, and it's I mean, yeah, like to medal at the Olympics would be a dream. I mean, just to make it would be a dream as a kid, but like I think I'm good enough to medal, and I have what it takes. So yeah.
I think we all agree, Morgan.
Thanks.
Where can people follow you at? Because I'm sure now they want to follow your journey, see if you
Yeah.
get that Olympic spot, that
So,
medal.
so you, I have Instagram, which it's like Morgan underscore Cadwell underscore Pearson. That's I try to be pretty professional with my Instagram. I have a Twitter account, which I like maybe like a little bit less more fun, less professional,
It
and
was a
then
little crazy on the Twitter.
well, there's more trolling going on, and then Strava, if you really want to follow my training, I post most stuff on Strava. It's just I think it's just Morgan Pearson, or
Now, yeah, I'm
there's a
sure they
photo.
just type in your name and they can find you.
Yeah, so that's probably my favorite one too these days, so yeah.
Of course, because you're probably outshining anyone else. That's. And you get so
Well,
many
like
compliments.
it's funny be
Whoa!
I don't get comments, but it's funny because I always like I'm just not good in social media. Like I just think I'm bad at it. And like I started using Strava and I started getting followers. I was like, oh, I finally found something I'm good at, like a social media stuff. So yeah, that's why it's my favorite.
Right, go give him the follow. Thank you for coming on. We learned a lot today.
Yeah, anytime, anytime.
Can we get a good old peace out, fellas, to close out the podcast.
Peace out, fellas.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of Convos Over Cold Brew. It was a super insightful episode, especially to someone like me who's training for triathlon now and who also has a running background. So I loved hearing what Morgan's experience has been, and I'm excited to see what he does in the future. Big shout out to Sarah G for supporting the podcast. It means so much to me if you support through the Anchor platform. The link is in the show notes. If you want a free way to support, it really helps me out if you rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. I just love hearing you guys' feedback and just reading the reviews. It literally makes my day. Go follow Convos Over Cold Brew Pod on Instagram if you want to, you know, get the latest updates or submit your own listener question. And I will hear from you guys in the next one. Peace out, fellas.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.